735, 720 WGN. Thank you, David Jennings. It's Patty Vasquez Show with me, Andrea Darlis. Patty is off tonight, and we are so excited to have in our studio some very dear friends from the Chicago Lighthouse, the President and Chief Executive Officer, Janet Slick, and the past President, James Kestelut. Thank you so much for all being here tonight. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Great. We're thrilled to be here.
Do you like our new studios? I don't think you've been up. Have you been up here yet?
Once on the Steve Carlton show.
Oh, yes, of course. That's right. That's when I got my clocks, which I was telling you are proudly displayed in my heated garage, the Chicago flag and the L stops.
The CTA map and the Chicago Lighthouse flag, the Chicago City flag.
Which is so cool because I hear now these clocks are so famous, they're being sold at Target.
Yes, we have them at three stores in the Chicagoland area, and then we have them online on Target Online and Overstock.com, Amazon, and you can buy them off of the Chicago Lighthouse website, too.
Okay, well, tell us about the Chicago Lighthouse, first of all. Tell us about your organization, how it's such a wonderful organization. I know most people are familiar with it, but for those who are not, tell us about it.
We are the oldest social service organization in the Chicagoland area. We have programs in education, rehabilitation, employment. We serve 67,000 people a year, and we have programs that serve infants all the way to senior citizens, and a very active school for children with multiple disabilities, a preschool for kids who are blind and visually impaired. Mm-hmm. We have a radio station that provides auditory reading service for printed materials that's accessible for people who are blind.
It's a really good radio station, too. Mm-hmm. I think we need to worry because we've got some competition going on there.
We have a different focus.
I know. You absolutely do. And many years ago, I would volunteer, and I know a lot of folks in our business would volunteer to read, for the books, for the audio books.
Yes. We have about 400 volunteers that help us do what we do. And many of them read materials in Chris Radio.
Yeah. Jim, tell us about the clocks as well. I know those are what you really are known for. And in fact, I think Dominic Calabrese told me that you are one of the last clock factories in the country, or is it in the Chicago area?
Probably the last manufacturer of clocks in the United States.
Yeah.
We started making clocks in 1977. We actually got the contract to supply all clocks to the U.S. government through an act of Congress, the Javits-Wagner O'Day Act. And so we supply all civilian, military agencies in the federal government. We probably have about 15, 16 people who are blind that manufacture the clocks. We assemble them and test them. And then we get orders from actually all over the world, all military bases.
Yeah.
One day I was up in the shop, and all across our test boards were 200 clocks for the Reagan aircraft carrier, and they all had the Reagan aircraft carrier logo on it. So we have the ability to print logos on our clock faces for various civilian agencies or military agencies. So we've made several million clocks since 1977.
I'm not just saying
this. 6 million.
They are really, really beautiful. I have two of them, and I was fortunate enough last time I was there just a couple of months ago to get a tour of you call it your workshop. I call it a factory. I mean, it is remarkable just the work and the coordination that goes in. And these are all, they're all made by hand.
Yes, by people who are legally blind.
Yeah.
We set up special ways, and we use special tools sometimes, or we'll set up special methods of assembly so, a person can feel what they're assembling. So it takes away eye-hand coordination with using fixtures and special tools to do the assembly.
You are located on the near west side, or on the west side. Lighthouse has been around for 113 years, and I was also told a very interesting story about Helen Keller's association with the Lighthouse.
Right, and actually, in the 1950s, that's, I think, one of the most interesting parts of the Chicago Lighthouse's history. In 1950, our board chair was a woman named Mrs. James L. Palmer. And her husband, James L. Palmer, was the president of Marshall Field and Company.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, there was a lot of very interesting people that were brought on the board, I believe, by Mrs. Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
We had Mrs. John L. Kellogg. In those days, the board listing didn't carry necessarily the first name of the woman. That's the way it was in those days,
right,
unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly.
It was Mrs. John L. Kellogg,
mm-hmm.
of the Kellogg Cereal Company. We had on the board at that time Mrs. Lewis Kuppenheimer of the Suit Company. Also on our board was Irving Florsheim from the Shoe
Florsheim
Company.
Shoes, yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly. We used to buy our shoe polish there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Merrill C. Miggs of her
Mixfield.
Husband was, an aviation enthusiast and a publisher, and was very instrumental in getting Northerly Island into a, airfield.
Right.
So they named the Northerly Island, the airfield after her husband, Miggs. So that we had a number of very prominent people on the board, and they had a goal of building a new building, actually in the medical center on the campus of the University of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1950, when Mrs. James L. Palmer was president, along with A. Peterson on our board and Mrs. Kellogg and a number of other board members, made a contact with Helen Keller to come to the Chicago area to help raise funds, to build a new building that would be erected on the campus of the University of Illinois. So in 1951, these folks had some influence. They got Conrad Hilton personally to host a dinner to raise funds to build a building on the campus of U of I. And 900 people attended in 1951, and Helen Keller came and danced and, did all kinds of good things to help raise funds. And they raised enough money, and a $600,000 building was built on the campus of the University of Illinois in construction.
That you visited.
That's the same building, yeah.
1850
yeah.
West Roosevelt.
Yeah. 1850.
Unbelievable. I mean, think of these, for people listening, the names that you're mentioning. I mean, you're mentioning an all-star cast in the span of 5 minutes here with Marshall Field and Kellogg and Conrad Hilton and Helen Keller being in our city and donating, or dedicating rather, this beautiful building. Yeah.
And then she came back in 1955, once the building was built, to dedicate our Low Vision Clinic, which is a signature program for us. We are the oldest in the country, and we have a comprehensive model of care for people who have vision loss and visual impairment. And she was there at the dedication with Mrs. Kellogg, and
Mrs. Palmer, the
whole group. And today we received a grant from the Hilton Foundation, and this year we will be celebrating the birth of the Hilton Center for Rehabilitation of Prosthetic Vision.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, Lisa Hilton's a fantastic jazz pianist.
Yeah.
And for the last 8 or 10 years, she's been coming to Chicago and doing a jazz concert at one of the jazz clubs in Chicago, either Andy's or Buddy Guy's or whatever it might be. And so we've had a really close relationship with the Hiltons. But I'm not sure Lisa knows about that 1951 event where...
Yeah, she does now.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. That has to make the legacy of the Lighthouse and just the names that you're mentioning and its rich history with Chicago really has to make you proud.
Oh, it absolutely does. And it gives us pressure to continue that legacy, and we believe we are. We have gone from 10 years ago 200 employees to over 1,000 now. We have built knowledge-based jobs, which is a focus of ours in the customer service industry. We have a niche in medical scheduling and registration, customer care, mm-hmm. in the medical industry and hospital industry, which provides many jobs. We also provide the customer service for the Illinois Tollway. So if you have a transponder and you're paying a violation or you're replenishing your account, you'll call an agent from the Chicago Lighthouse.
Really?
So we have this new industry which supports our mission, and we are a true social enterprise, but we have been a social enterprise for 112 years since our inception.
One of the things Janet mentioned was when Helen Keller came back in 1955 to dedicate the building, she saw the beginnings of our low vision clinic. I'd been legally blind my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Back when the clinic started a little bit in the 54 and 55, not at our building because it wasn't built yet, but we were given space at the University of Illinois Eye and Ear Infirmary to start doing some low vision examinations, you know, prescribing very special microscopic and magnification and telescopic type lenses to people who had small amounts of remaining vision. And at that time, I was maybe 12, 13 years old, and the clinic got started in our new building in 57. I was one of the first patients that was seen in that clinic in 1958. I'll never forget that day because I wasn't able to read any print in a book. I was going to Chicago, a Chicago public high school, and they gave me a printed book, print book,
right?
And wasn't large print or recorded or anything in those days. They didn't have any special services, even though I was in a special unit for kids that were blind or visually impaired.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember my ophthalmologist, he was on a special committee of five optometrists from Illinois Optometric Association and five ophthalmologists from the Chicago Ophthalmological Society that set up the low vision clinic at the Lighthouse to work with patients that had very small amounts of residual vision. So my doctor sent me over to the Lighthouse, to the low vision clinic. I was 13, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, right, yeah, another doctor, you know, because parents,
sure,
they send you everywhere. And I figure, yeah, right, I'll humor my parents, you know. So I remember being called into the new clinic setting, and I sat down in the exam chair, and a doctor put on my face a trial frame with a powerful microscopic magnifier, and he took a book and he put it in my hand and he raised it up to the lens, and the more powerful the magnification, the closer the lens and your eye has to be to the magnified material. So my face was right on the book, my nose was touching the page, but I was so shocked I stood up out of the chair
because I could see words for the first time.
But you know, I had maybe 5-7% of my vision left and wasn't able to read any print. Probably the most important thing that ever happened to me in my life was that doctor referring me to the Chicago Lighthouse.
Right. What a magnificent story. That's the voice of Jim Kestelute. He's the past president of the Lighthouse. We're also talking to Dr. Janet Slick. Just a magnificent, wonderful organization. We're going to talk after the break about your wish list for 2019, more about people are texting and asking how they can get the clocks as well, and some programs that you're unveiling in 2019. It's all coming up after this on 720 WGN. 752 on 720 WGN. We're talking to our friends from the Chicago Lighthouse, the past president, Jim Kestelute, and Dr. Janet Slick, the president and chief executive officer. Our text line is blowing up from the 312. I volunteered for several years. I love the Lighthouse, and I'm thrilled to hear Dr. Slick and Jim on the air. And we also have a phone call, too. Mary calling from the 847 had a great experience with someone at the Lighthouse. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Listening to this conversation was just fascinating, the history of Lighthouse and the wonderful people who have contributed. It just was such an uplifting conversation you were having. And I thought back because one of your guests mentioned that they provide a service for the state of Illinois,
mm-hmm,
where they are the people who you would speak to. And I have to say, I called there a while ago because I got some message saying they were going to discontinue my transponder, and it turned out I had a different car. But the people, and I remember this, the people who I spoke to, I just thought, gee, they're not the usual people who work for the state of Illinois, you know. And
they're nice, huh?
They just were so helpful. It was a good, it really was a great experience. And then I hear this, that they're actually from the Lighthouse. So I was really pleased, yes.
Well, that's wonderful.
You know, that they have the ability to put those things together. That's really great.
Absolutely. Hey, Mary, thank you.
Sure.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
that's so
Mary.
Great to hear.
That's a great affirmation. It must make you feel so good when you hear that. I mean, and the stories that you are telling are just mind-blowing, especially for the city of Chicago and for history buffs, too.
It is. It's just wonderful. And I will say that we have a significant number of veterans that are employed.
Yes.
In 2014, we expanded our mission to include those with other disabilities besides visual impairment and veterans.
I'm glad you brought this up, too, because I had a wonderful experience, too, when I was doing my series on veterans for Veterans Day. Dominic Calabrese, your vice president of public relations, said, I have the perfect person for you, Tamika Reed, who we have to give just a huge shout out to, who was wonderful, who was one of your employees and a veteran and served her country. And I was so impressed with her. And she said, I love working here and I love my job. So thank you for all you do for veterans as well.
Oh, that's tremendous. The stories that we've heard from veterans and how the Lighthouse has embraced them. It's very heartwarming.
Okay, we have a new governor coming in. We have new state legislators and a new Congress as well. So for 2019, what can lawmakers do for people with disabilities and veterans and for the Lighthouse? What's your wish list?
My wish list is that they would consider tax credits for companies that hire people with disabilities and to have a certain percentage that they're required. If they receive federal contracts, they're required to have, Jim, it's 7% employment of people with disabilities, but it's not necessarily enforced. So we'd like to see enforcement. We'd like to see incentives for hiring people with disabilities.
Yeah, I think I'd also like to see the governor to exercise his influence with Illinois corporations to encourage them to hire more people with severe disabilities and people who are blind.
There we go, Governor. Governor-elect Pritzker and Lieutenant Governor-elect Juliana Stratton. Hopefully we can get that message to them. But you have some really great programs and initiatives that you're going to be unveiling for 2019.
Yes, we have a number that we're working on. And as I mentioned, the Hilton Center will be opening up. And it's a research center, and it's to develop protocols. It's one of a kind, the first of its kind, for training patients who have some restored vision due to gene therapies or retinal implants or an intracortical visual prosthetic that's being developed at IIT and implanted by surgeons at the University of Chicago. So we're working with them on the rehabilitation. So it will be the Hilton Center for the rehabilitation of prosthetic vision. And so we're very, very excited about that.
Yeah, I wonder if I could mention something else about veterans.
Yes.
You know, since 2003, we've been supplying all veterans hospitals in the United States with special products for their patients who are blind or have a visual impairment. For example, some of the low vision lenses that I mentioned that I use, we supply to the VA, to their patients. We supply technology, for example, software that are literally screen readers. It will read everything on a computer screen that's in print. It's like having a person sitting next to you reading what's on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Talking watches, talking calculators, all kinds of technological devices. And I would say probably since 2003 we've served over 28,000 blind veterans from all over the United States.
Your work is endless and tireless, and we thank you for it. We thank you for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having
us. Night. And tell us where people can order the clocks and find out more about the Chicago Lighthouse.
Yes, they can order them through our Chicago Lighthouse Industries, and that's on our website, chicagolighthouse.org, or they can go on Amazon and type in Chicago Lighthouse clocks, and they'll see our full array of beautiful fashion clocks for the home, office, children's rooms, the kitchen. They can go on overstock.com and
order three, because
yes,
they're awesome.
And for the holidays, there is a discount that's offered as well,
Perfect.
A discount code, and they can find that on our website.
Perfect. Thank you both so much, Dr. Janet Slick, Jim Kesterloot. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
More after this on 720 WGN.